This just in from Texas. George Bush Jr. admitted today that he did indeed engage in illegal drug use during his youth, particularly cocaine. Bush, who has been avoiding the issue up until today, said that growing up in his household, cocaine was everywhere, and in a moment of weakness that lasted for a number of years and several orgies, he engaged in cocaine use. Geez, I mean, my dad had people like Ollie North and Barry Seal over at the house all the time, not to mention CIA bagmen dropping off packages day and night. What was I supposed to do? Said Bush Jr. Look, when you've got Ollie North standing there in full uniform with a couple of supermodels and a bunch of leather, you tell me that you're going to say no? Besides, I didn't want to disappoint Dad. Bush Jr., the son of former President George Herbert Walker Bush, also said that former Panamanian President Manuel Noriega was a guest at many of what Bush said were referred to as strategy sessions. The former president said that his son's statements surprised him. Well, the truth is, I know the boy is stupid, but I didn't think he was this stupid. I myself can't recall these incidents because during most of those years, I was out of the loop, especially when Barbara was out of town. When asked if these revelations would hurt his presidential chances, Bush Jr. responded, "Why? I've raised the most money, and I'm confident that the people who should know are convinced that I'm their best bet. I know that some people may view this as a problem, and my handlers don't care what they think anyway. Besides, I'm tough on drug use when it applies to blacks, Hispanics, and the poor. We'll execute at least a dozen people and surely sell my soul prior to the election. Those are the things that win political races, not whether or not you're a hypocrite and a criminal. I learned many things at the feet of my father. We have family values." Bush Jr. refused to answer questions about his possible current use of illegal drugs, saying he did not want to engage in the politics of personal destruction. Bush said that he was not going to be the one who raised questions about the private lives of his political rivals. "Look, I don't care about what Bill Bradley and Willis Reed did together all those lonely nights on the road when they were playing basketball. Whether the rumors are true or not, I don't care. But I'm a compassionate conservative and therefore would never support gay marriage. Now, I have to be off. Dad's arranged a meeting for me with some of his friends." Bush Jr. ended today's press conference by brushing some unidentified white substance from under his nose and leaving with his new secretary, a 6-foot blonde that he would only describe as Shauna, a personal assistant.
Good night.